Text 8. Informative Texts. Page 54.
Poor 68-year-old Elise Dawkins had never had a driving lesson in her life. But when her husband, Reg, unfortunately broke his leg in an accident and couldn't drive for 6 weeks, he asked her to start the car one day in order to charge the battery. However, if he had known what was going to happen, he might have acted very differently. Somehow, Mrs. Dawkins put the car into reverse on the drive of her house at 17 Victoria Road, Worthing. Firstly, the car immediately shot backwards across the street and through Mr. and Mrs. Baker's front wall at number 18. Next, in an attempt to correct the situation, Mrs. Dawkins selected drive in the 2-year-old Peugeot 306 automatic and set off again, leaving behind her a trail of destruction. After this, she careered over the road into the garden of number 15 and then knocked down the fence between numbers 15 and 13, narrowly missing the Volvo of Mike Taylor, who lives at number 13. She subsequently smashed into the front garden of number 11 and later through a pond, luckily not killing any of the valuable koi carp fish that live there. At this point, she managed to turn out onto the road but once again lost control, crashing into the gate in front of number 16, owned by Mr. and Mrs. Wheeler, and finally coming to a stop in the middle of the street, outside number 12, but not before hitting a small tree outside number 14. Daniel Hunt witnessed the whole event from his living room at number 15. "It was like something out of an old silent comedy movie," he said. "I just couldn't believe what was happening. When she drove into Mrs. Beecham's garden at number 11, I had begun to think it was quite funny, and by the time she eventually stopped, I was laughing like hell." Mrs. Dawkins spent last night in Worthing General Hospital, suffering from shock and minor injuries. She confessed to being extremely embarrassed and hoped that her neighbors would understand that it had all been a terrible accident.